Story Week is celebrated every year between 22nd of November to 28th of November. My name is Munes Mansoubi, and today in our program, we have Maya Skidmore, an Australian-Iranian storyteller who was one of the winners of SBS Emerging Writers Award. Welcome, Maya, to SBS Persian, and congratulations for winning SBS Emerging Writers Award. How did you feel when you heard you are one of the winners?
Thank you so much for having me. When I found out that I was one of the winners, I immediately started crying because I didn't think that my story would ever get noticed. So it was just such an amazing moment of joy and exhilaration. I was just so happy.
Your story is about loss. Could you please briefly tell us about your story and why you chose this topic?
So for me, growing up in Australia, I have had to experience loss both in my Australian community and in my Iranian community in lots of different ways. And I think particularly with the year that the world has had with COVID so many people all over the world, you know, having to suffer far more loss than they ever thought they would have to. It's been on my mind. But really my story came from experiencing some moments of death with some young Australian people that I knew this year. And it kind of got me thinking about, the way that different cultures try to manage the pain that comes with death and how you can rely on your culture to do that.
Yeah, thank you. As a half Persian, half Australian, how was your experience when it comes to your cultural identity?
So growing up on the northern beaches in Sydney was always very confusing for me because I would feel sometimes white, sometimes Iranian, but never quite enough for either space. So I've always grappled with how to define myself, whether or not as an Iranian Australian or Australian Iranian. It's always been really challenging. So I guess as I've grown older, I'm starting to realize I don't have to fit perfectly into either space. I can maybe create a new sense of self that encapsulates everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's interesting. And can you tell us about your family structure maybe?
Yeah. So my dad is Australian. His family came to Australia from England in the 60s. And, you know, they're very white. They've grown up here. They know the language. They know the culture. Whereas my mom's family, they came to Australia from Iran following the revolution. So they had to run away from Iran in the 80s. And they went to England and then they had to immigrate to Australia. So they had a refugee experience that was really hard for them and continues to be hard for them to try and deal with because they were forced away from their homeland. And I think a lot of Iranians can really relate to that because a lot of people left because they had to, not because they really wanted to.
That's true.
So it's a different, it's a very different feeling, you know, when you're forced away from your country versus just deciding to leave because like, oh, maybe it'd be nice to go to Australia and start a new life. It's a very different mentality and has such different consequences as you go on through your life.
Exactly. Yeah. And how was your trip to Iran and what was the most significant moment in your trip? When did you go?
I went in 2019 for the first time, actually. And it had always been, I've traveled quite a lot, but I was like, my number one place I want to go in my life is Iran. Like I'm just so desperate to go. But of course, a lot of people, you know, said, "Oh, it's maybe be careful, a young girl going by yourself, be careful." And I was like, "Nope, I'm gonna go." So I went for a month, and I just had the most beautiful time. It was just the most incredible trip of my whole life. It was just such an amazing experience to feel that I'd kind of had come back to myself in some kind of way to a place I didn't really know that existed. But, yeah, it was so beautiful. And I think the most significant moment was getting to see my family that live in Tehran, who are just such lovely people, and just getting to feel at home in a place that was so different, you know, to my culture. But I remember when I was there, I thought, I feel more at home here than I have in Australia or England or any of these other places that I was, you know, I grew up in, and I could speak the language better and everything, but I felt so much more comfortable. So it was just a really, yeah, amazing experience.
That's interesting, yeah. And in your story, it is clear that you feel very divided about being both white and being a person of color. What is the source of this concern?
I think that we live in a world that's very based on, you have to clearly define who you are and where you fit. And if you can't do that, then it's very confusing. And that goes, I think, for Iranian culture and Australian culture, modern Australian culture, is so different in the sense that Iranian culture is very traditional. It's all about family. It's about being part of a community and a collective. And then Anglo-Australian culture is about the individual and, you know, you're doing your own thing and you're free. And I think I saw beauty in both sides of that, but I also saw challenges because they really clashed in my own family and in, yeah, like on a wider sort of scale as well. So you struggle to feel like you belong, I think, to either place. And that's where the conflict came from for me, because I just never felt like I really fit. Yeah.
Yeah. And what future can you see for yourself?
Yeah, I would love to be a writer. That would be my biggest dream for my life and for my future. I want to just write stories that amplify the voices of people who struggle to have their stories heard. I want to write things that are beautiful and that move people. I just recently graduated from Journalism and International Studies at UNSW, and I'm hoping I'm hoping to move into a career in journalism if I can, but I also would just love to write creatively. So that's my current future that I see for myself. And I would love to travel a lot more once we can.
Amazing. Thank you, Maya, and it was great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.